Oh, God, I am so hungry. Why is it that everyone keeps locking their balconies nowadays? Surely someone is dumb enough to keep it open in this part of town. Well, 12 times the charm, I guess. Thank God, finally. Now just get in, get out, no problems. It's too late for anyone to possibly be awake. Wait, why are you awake? No, who I am doesn't matter. What matters is why the hell you're awake. It's 4 a.m., do you know that? Don't you have work tomorrow or something? What? No, I'm not here to rob you. At least, not your money anyway. Look, no, I'm not here to hurt you. Look, I'm friendly, see? I'm smiling. No one who smiles is going to hurt you, right? My teeth? But no, they are not that sharp. No, you're just seeing things. Dude, you are asking way too many questions, okay? It is too late and I am too hungry to deal with your inane bullshit right now. Look, what I need from you is to just sit down. Couch, sit. Thank you. Okay, look, I'm just gonna be straight up with you, all right? I'm here for your blood. Ugh, yes, vampire. Blah. Oh, I'm gonna bite you. Ah, Halloween was over a while ago. Yada yada. Shut up. What? Wait. Where are you going? Oh no, garlic, my one weakness. Now I won't be able to do anything to you. The smell—it's just awful. No, I really don't give a shit about you and your garlic, okay? I mean, don't get me wrong, it smells fucking disgusting, but it's not like I'm repelled by it. Ugh. Now what are you rummaging around for? A knife. You really think a knife is going to stop me? All right, you know what? Just for laughs, come at me. You heard me. Stab me. Come on, it'll be funny. Yeah. Didn't exactly go how you wanted it to. Now, did it? Honestly, even if you did have a wooden stake, it wouldn't stop me either. Anti-vampire measures are just about as useful as essential oils. Look, you're not getting out of this, friend, okay? So why don't you just sit down, relax, and let me do what I'm about to do? You are going to give me your neck. I'm taking your blood, and I'm leaving. Look, don't make this harder for me than it needs to be, all right? That wasn't a question, buddy. You don't get to say no. Neck, here, now. That's a good pet. Now. Oh, what the fuck is that? Tastes like acid. What the fuck do you eat? Oh God, don't tell me I hit another college student. I did, didn't I? That matters because your blood will taste like shit if your diet sucks. Honestly, the dozen energy drinks should have tipped me off, but I guess I was just too hungry to really notice. What do I do? What the hell do I do? Do I deal with just an awful taste to just eat, or do I go out and find someone else? What? Put that phone down. Even if you were to call the police, they'll never believe you were attacked by a vampire, okay? Either way, I'll make sure to wipe your memory so you can't even describe what I look like. So don't even try it, bud. Okay, so here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna cook you something real to eat, and we're going to hope that it makes your blood not taste like absolute garbage, okay? Now, it's time to see what's in your fridge. You. What the hell is this? Do you not keep a single fruit or vegetable in here? Do you at least have a multivitamin or something? No wonder you're such a failure. All right, change of plans. I am going to go down to the gas station to see if I can get you anything that approximates a human meal, and you are going to wait patiently for me. Oh, right. The whole breaking and entering thing. Oh, God, why does it have to be so much more effort than I really wanted it to be? Fine. Hey, look at me. Look at me. I was never here. You will keep your balcony open, and you will not go to sleep. Understand? Nah, that's a good pet. Ah, thank God it worked. Their eyes were so glazed over, I thought they wouldn't have even made enough eye contact. Hi there, I'm back. Oh, shit, right, you don't remember me. Vampire, here for your blood, here's something to eat. Eat it so I can too, and then I'll be out of your hair, all right? What? No, I don't care if you're not hungry. You are going to eat. Hmm? Oh, I'm so sorry that it's making you uncomfortable that I'm staring at you. It's not like I haven't eaten in 3 goddamn days or anything and I'm waiting for you to finish. Now hurry up and eat your stupid sandwich. Finally. Took you long enough. Look, I have had it with you, all right? You don't eat right, you don't keep normal sleep hours, you forced me to go out and go get you food, it's almost daylight, I am sick of your shit. Now get over here so I can go home, okay? Ugh, still gross, but at least it's tolerable. Thank you, I guess. Now, to wipe your memory and plant in your head for you to eat healthier food so I can come back here again. Alright, look at me. You will eat healthier foods, and you will take a multivitamin. And of course, you will leave your balcony unlocked. There we go. Now, go on to bed.